This is the Weekly Green, and I'm Gretchen.
This week, I'm talking with Kylie Walczak from the Living Streets Alliance. Hello.
Hello. So Living Streets Alliance is a Tucson-based nonprofit that advocates for safe and accessible streets for all ages and abilities. Our vision for Tucson and the greater Tucson region are streets that carry people to their destinations by whatever mode is most attractive and convenient for that person. We encourage people to try alternative modes of transportation by hosting a series of really fun and engaging events like Ciclovia Tucson. A new event that we're unveiling this year is called Walktober. It's a month-long series of events that celebrate walking for health, for community building. We also run an event called Bike Fest Tucson, which happens every April. And it's a series of events that celebrate the bicycle. Really fun. But we also work on shifting priorities and shifting policies in Tucson. Lobbying for dedicated funding sources to pay for things like sidewalk networks and Americans with Disabilities Act accessible ramps, ADA accessible ramps. Also hawk crossings and toucan crossings. We've got to make it easy for people to get around in this region, even if they can't drive a car. Because one thing that we always forget is that up to one-third of people in our region at any point in time don't drive a car because they can't. They're too young, they're too old, maybe they're disabled, maybe they're too poor and they can't afford a car. What we hope is that we're creating a shared vision for people where we de-emphasize one type of transportation in order to emphasize multiple types of transportation. And I think in Tucson with the modern streetcar, you go down on any night and you see, you know, multiple generations of family members waiting for the streetcar together. It's really exciting. Any way you slice it, when you get in a car and you drive to your destination and you park and you get out of your car and you go into your store or your service place or whatever and you come back out, there's not a whole lot of community building going on there. But when you're waiting at that streetcar stop or you're waiting at the bus stop or you're waving to your neighbor on your bike, that's what makes it special. That's what makes you feel like you're part of a community, and we want to encourage and increase that.
Do you accept volunteers?
Yes, we need volunteers like crazy.
Okay.
We're growing. We put on a dozen events every month between the months of October and April. We could use volunteers for all of those events. We also just started a new program called Safe Routes to School, to see if there aren't ways that we can encourage kids to bike or walk to school more frequently, because once you start doing that, there's so many benefits for the kids, for the community. And so we've got a lot of volunteer opportunities for that as well. You can go to our website, livingstreets.org. You can also call us, 261-8777.
Thanks for listening to The Weekly Green. Produced and recorded in Tucson, Arizona.